This week's Parashas Truma, says in Kapitel Chof Hei Pasuk Beis, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu Li Truma, and let them take for me a portion, Me'eis Kolish, Ashe Yidvenu Liboy, from whoever's heart motivates him, Tikhu Es Trumasi, you shall take my portion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that everyone whose heart motivates him should donate for the building of the Mishkan. The pasuk seems verbose. It says, V'yikhu li truma, they shall let them take for me a portion. And then the pasuk ends, Tikhu es trumasi, you shall take my portion. Why is it saying it again? Period. That's what v'yichuli, take it from me, whoever wants. Why does it just keep on saying, tikhu es trumasi? Rashi says that the word truma means a separation of a portion of one's resources, which is set aside for a higher purpose. That's what the word truma, to set aside a portion of your resources for a higher purpose. It says in the Avraham ben Rambam, V'yikhu li truma, this gift that one gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his heart, he gives it with his lave, is called truma. The Shayrish, the root of the word Truma, is Roim, Reish, Vav, and the Mem, to uplift. The effect of these contributions was to elevate the giver, and this concept of the purpose of the wealth with which the Ribbono Shel Olam blessed them with. When one sets aside a gift for the Ribbono Shel Olam with his heart, he is elevated before he actually even gives the gift. So what Ben Avraham and Rambam is explaining to us is that when the purpose of the Truma was to recognize that the wealth that we have, when one is given any money, and wealth certainly, what is he supposed to do with it? He has to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to perform mitzvahs with it. He needs to do things to follow the Ratzon Hashem. That is the purpose that he was given the money from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by recognizing that, he's elevating everything that he received. It says in the Divrei Shaul, if one were to decide to give a gift to a mortal king, a king of flesh and blood, he would give that which the king does not have in his treasure house. If one would give the king something that he already has, the king would not have a desire to receive this gift. Why do I need the same thing again? I have it. All possessions that one has comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam and is in essence, it is the Ribbono Shel Olam's. If one gives a gift to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it is not really a gift from the person. Rather, it is really giving the Ribbono Shel Olam something which is already his. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you money. It's his money. And if you're giving now back, it's his you're giving back. You're not giving from yourself. There is one thing which a person can give to the Ribbono Shel Olam as a gift, as a matana. What is that? His heart. His desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Chazal tell us, everything is in the hands of Shemayim, except for Yer Shemayim. Hakol bidei Shemayim, chutz mi Yer Shemayim. It says in the pasuk, Asher yidvenu liboy. What does it mean? From whoever's heart motivates him. The key to one's giving to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be that his heart motivates him. Because that's what he's in essence giving. The money is the Ribbono Shel Olam's. And Ben Tovia Halevi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael that it's only them who he bothers to bring truma for him. He tells us, he says, V'yichuli truma, who's he asking that for? From Klal Yisrael, and not to any other nation of the world. A special schus that we have to give back the wealth that we have to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Paneach Raza says, El Bnei Yisrael V'yikchu li Truma. Those words is the same gematria as Bnei Yisrael Heim Tormin V'lo Yagoyim. Bnei Yisrael bring Truma and not other nations. Abeinu Ephraim says, Yidvenu Liboy Tikhu. Those words in the Pasuk. There are three of the letters Vav. Yidvenu has a Vav at the end, Liboy has a Vav at the end, and Tikhu has a Vav at the end. Three times the Gematria Vav is 18. Six times three is 18. One who davens Shmoyne Esrei, Tfilah Shmoyne Esrei, which is 18, even though it's 19 brachas, but it's called Shmoyne Esrei, 18 brachas. Each day, someone who davens Shmoyne Esrei, each day with all of his heart, it is as if he built the Mishkan. Yidvenu Libay Tikhu, you have opportunity every day, three times a day, to build the Mishkan. It says in the Zayir HaKadosh, May Ace Kolish, the one who gives with his heart is called Ish. For one who conquers his desires is called an Ish. One who wants to toil in mitzvahs and avodas Hashem must do so in the proper manner. One must use all of his koiches and not make an empty attempt at avodas Hashem. It says in the Malbush the Shabbos Yom Tov, this truma is a portion that you shall take from them. V'zayis ha-truma she-tikhu me'itom. In Pasuk Gimel, the Rosh Tevis of Asher Tikhu Me'itom is Emes. This is a remez that one cannot be one with the Rabbeinu Shalom without the Midah of Emes, truth. Said in the Megal HaMukas, Parshas Veschanan, in one of his myriad pshatim, Parshas Veschanan, the Pasuk, he says, V'yikhu li Truma. The purpose of Klal Yisrael bringing Truma for the Rabbeinu Shalom, for the Mishkan, was to be mechaper on the Aveir of Odom Harishon. That was the purpose of bringing to the Mishkan. It said in the Tshuvas Marach Erzerua, the Kol Shaloi Lishmo Achadu, the Kulam Aveira. He says this is not the standard understanding of Shaloi Lishmo, Bo Lishmo, that someone should learn Shaloi Lishmo, he'll come to do it Lishmo. The Tshuvas Marach Erzerua has a very interesting pshat on this. He explains that all that is done Shaloi Lishmo is one. What does that mean? There's no differentiation between actions which are Shaloi Lishmo. They're all the same. What are they? They're all Averis. Unbelievable. Avera. It's an Avera to do it. Explained, however, it is permitted to perform the action Shaloi Lishmo, for in the end, he will hopefully come to perform the mitzvah the proper way. What is the proper way, Lishmo? For the sake of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It is similar to what we learn in the Gemara in Saita. On Daf Chof Aleph, what is the case of a foolish chassid, the Gemara says. If a woman is drowning in the river and he says, oh, it's not proper conduct for me to gaze at her and save her, and I'm just going to let her drown because I'm a chassid. I can't, she's a lady, can't do it. The Gemara is telling us that this person is a fool. It's not a chassid. For while he is correct that his usher to gaze at a woman, if he's able to save her life, it is proper to commit what the understanding of the Gemara is that it could be an Aveira, a small Aveira, even at that point in time to be gazing at her. But he says it is proper to commit the sin, the small Aveira of gazing at her to save her life. So Rakhar Zeru explains that one can commit the Aveira Shaloi Lishmo, which is considered a smaller Aveira. Why? In the end, he will hopefully perform the great mitzvah of doing it Lishmo. Unbelievable. So a person should realize that Shaloi Lishmo is not just not optimal, But it's not really proper. He calls it a small aveira. This is lotion. What that means? It's a small aveira. It's not proper. But it's kedai to be over a small aveira to get the tremendous schar and the schus of doing Torah lishma, of doing a mitzvah lishma. Says in the Chochma Shloima, v'chein tasu. Says in the pasuk v'chein tasu, pasuk tes. And so shall you do. Why does the pasuk say v'chein and? So the Chochma Shloima explains there are two types of mishkan. One is a physical mishkan, which is created with actions of the body, and then there's another mishkan, one of ruchnius, which is created with one's thoughts. What is the difference between a mishkan and a mikdash? He explains, a mishkan is something which is temporary. In the Midbar, Klal Yisrael had a mishkan, while a mikdash is something which has permanence. The base of mikdash, it lasted for hundreds of years. It was meant to be a permanent. It wasn't meant to be taken apart. It was a terrible thing that happened, Rachman al-Itzlan, and the Bata Mikdashes were destroyed, but they were inherently something of permanence. When Klal Yisrael was traveling and the Mishkan was not up, the Shekhinah was not with Klal Yisrael. The Mikdash, which represents the Mishkan of Ruchnius, was there at all times. It was a permanent place for the Shekhinah to rest. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Take from me a mishkan of thoughts, ruchnius. May eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboy tikhu es trumasi. Anyone who wants to donate for the physical mishkan can, even the erev rav. V'asu li mikdash, and with your proper thoughts you will create a mikdash, not a mishkan, but a mikdash. V'chein tasu, and you shall also make another mishkan, a physical one, with one with the actions of the body. So v'asu li mikdash, that's the higher madrega, is what we're looking for. A permanent, without thoughts, we can create a permanent where the shchina is always there. V'chein tasu, the mishkan is the physical. When we have the spiritual, the thoughts are always with our in that case, the Shekhinah is here at all times, as opposed to the Mishkan, which was built, which is a something physical. When it's not there, there's no Kedusha, the Shekhinah is not there. Said in the Ben Ish Chai, quote a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Yerush Mecha Maiseh Esbaisecha Adineinu Mu'adeh Shimcha B'chol Oretz. When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, Maiseh Esbaisecha, Hashem, our Master, how mighty is your name throughout the earth. When one thinks about the greatness and majesty of the world which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it boggles the mind. If one goes one step further and thinks about who could have created such a magnificent world, he begins to slowly recognize the greatness of the Borei Olam. Chazal say that the heavens and the earth were created with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. The Lamed is the highest of all the letters. That teaches us about the greatness of the creations of the heavens and its legions. The Yod is the smallest letter, which teaches us about the creations of the smallest things which are created on the world. With these two letters, the Lamed and the Yod, we praise the great name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person is made up of a guf, a body, and the nefesh, soul. The nefesh comes from Shemayim, from where the awesomeness of the greatest creations is seen. The guf is from the earth, where the wonderment of the smallest creations can be seen. Zok the pasuk, v'yikhu li truma. Truma is from a lashon of hisraim, it's like we said from Rashi. Roim, to Menarabin Avram ben Rambam. Roim, uplifting with song and praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How? With li, v'yikhu li truma, the lamed and the yud. The letters which remind us of the wonderments of the Ribbono Shel Olam, from the greatest in Shamayim, all the way down to the smallest on the earth. How is one to achieve this high madrega? May eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboy. Only one who gives his heart to thinking about the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, tikhu es trumasi, is a song and praise the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking for. It says in the Mayim Beis HaShoeva, the donations for the Mishkan and the second Beis HaMikdash came exclusively from Yidden. Shlomo HaMelech did accept donations from other nations for the Beis HaMikdash, which he built. Shlomo HaMelech sought to unite all of the nations of the world in order to acknowledge and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Yeshayah, Ki beis yibeis tefila yikare l'chol amin, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Shlomo HaMelech sought to have all the nations of the world be part of the Beis HaMikdash, just as in the Nevuah in Yeshayah states that this will occur, when? By the third Beis HaMikdash. However, the main purpose of the Mishkan was testimony to Klal Yisrael that the Shekhinah rested amongst them. The second Beis HaMikdash was also a direct connection between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, because at that time they did not have Nevi'im and Melachim to help guide them. Mayim Beis HaShoeva says in Haftarah, Parshas Truma, Vayal HaMelech Shlomo Mas Al Yisrael and Melachim. It says, Shlomo HaMelech levied a tax upon all of Yisrael. Shlomo HaMelech had a mitzvah, a command to build the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech commanded Klal Yisrael and levied a tax upon them in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, which he had to build. However, the Mishkan, which Moshe Rabbeinu built, was specifically only from those who desire to give of their hearts. The Mishkan was not a mas, a tax, levied upon every individual, but rather it was meyes asher yidvenu likol asher yidvenu liboy. Now we can answer our question of the lashonis of the pasuk v'yikhu li truma meyes kol asher yidvenu liboy tikhu es trumasi. Our worldly possessions are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one gives away, quote-unquote, of his money, it is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. There is only one thing in this world that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over completely to each individual, and that is a person's desires, his own desires, his will. Ribbono Shel Olam gives us choices. We can make choices of what we want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that opportunity. Each person has the opportunity to give of himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we can give him. It applies to giving to the Mishkan, and it applies to every part of our Avodas Hashem. We must toil diligently to perform mitzvahs and learn Torah Lishma. We need to realize, this is the Madrega. What are we talking about? Giving, v'yichuli truma, but what? What does Ribbono Shel Olam want? He wants our money? It was takas zechus. He only took from us. But what was the purpose in it? A person has someone comes and he has to give money. He was supposed to give tzedakah. He wants to help for dvarim shebekdusha, support a beis medrash, support aniyim, support Torah. What's the purpose? What is he doing it for? It's not even his. The person thinks it's his money he's giving. No, that's what we're supposed to learn. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? What can we give the Ribbono Shel Olam? You want to know what we can give the Ribbono Shel Olam? We can give him our hearts. That is what we have the koyach to give the Ribbono Shel Olam. Remember, Torah Shelo Lishma is really not proper. Again, most don't hold like this. It's a mechudesh legashita, but we should take it to heart that we really have to try to work on it, that we should do things Lishma, have thoughts, proper thoughts of what we're doing. We're giving back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what He gave to us, and we're giving our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Pasuk Yod, V'asu Aaron atzei shitim amasayim v'chetzi arkei v'ma v'chetzi rechpa v'ma v'chetzi kemosei. They shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 amas its length, an am and a half its width, and an am and a half its height. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael to prepare to build the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael needed to donate various materials to start working on the Mishkan and on the Kelim that will go into the Mishkan. The very first thing that the Torah discusses is the Aron, the place where the Luchos are stored. Uvitzal ben Uri ben Chor lamata Yehuda asas kol Hashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Rashi over there says, Hashetziva Hashem, Betzal even followed commands that his Rebbe Moshe did not tell him. Betzal was able to ascertain what the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe, even the instructions that Moshe did not repeat to Betzal. What is that? Moshe told Betzal to first build the Kedem of the Mishkan and then the Mishkan itself. Betzal said, one second, first you need to build the Mishkan in order to have a place to put the Kedem. Moshe responded, you must have been in Hashem's shadow, Betzal El, you're in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he spoke to me, and you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The question is, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that Betzal got it right, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So then why did Moshe switch it? Why, Taka, did he switch it? The Al-Sheikh says, and they shall make the Aron from Atzei Shittim. Why does the Pasuk say they? V'asu, and they shall make? While by all the other Kalim, the Mishkan, in the, regarding the building of the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, V'asisa, and you shall make, which is Allah Shin Yachid. Zok Ta'al-Sheikh. The Keser of Kahuna is only from Aaron and is only for Aaron and his descendants. The Keser of Malchus is only for David HaMelech and his descendants. The Keser of Torah can be acquired by any Yid who is ready to dedicate himself to the study of the Torah HaKadosha. The Gemara in Harihya says in Yud Gimel, a Mamzer who is a Talmud Chacham takes precedence over an ignorant Kohen Gadol. Each person in Klal Yisrael has an opportunity to be part of what the Aron stands for, the Torah HaKadosha. V'asu, and they, everyone in Klal Yisrael has a shaykhah to that. Kahuna, Aaron HaKohen and his descendants. Melucha is David HaMelech and his descendants. Torah, Gans Klal Yisrael. Medrash HaGadol says that the Aron HaKadosh was used to store the Luchos. The Aron HaKadosh was not part of the Kedem of the Mishkan. So he says, not parts, not different. The Imre Chaim says, quotes Medrash Rabbah, that immediately after Klal Yisrael said Nasa B'Nishma, Hashem said, V'yikhu li Tshuma. The Malachim said to the Rebbeinu Shelolam, how can you get a Torah to Klal Yisrael? The Din of Bar Metra states that one who is on the border, the closest, he has first rights. The Malachim stated that they are on the border of where the Torah is currently, and they should have first right to the Torah. The answer to the Malachim is that Klal Yisrael Abonim Lashem Elekeichem. The Din of Bar Metra does not supersede children. Klal Yisrael said Nasev and Nishma became Bonim Lashem Elekeichem. Chasam Sofer says, Chazal tell us that the Aron miraculously did not take up any physical space. We have to learn from this that the Torah is not dependent on any particular place. One must be committed to Torah living and study at all times and in every location. The Aron represents the Torah. The Kruvim represent two Talmidei Chachamim who are discussing the Torah. The two poles on the sides of the Aron represent the ones who support Torah. The Aron carries itself because the whole world is only sustained through the Torah. It says in the Medrash in Shemais Rabbah, V'asu li migdash shachanti b'seicham. The Rebbeinu Shalom tells Klal Yisrael to build a Mishkan for him to dwell in. There's a mashal. A king has an only child, a daughter. A dignitary from another land comes and wants to marry the king's daughter. The king allows him to marry his only daughter. The husband then wants to take his wife, his newly wed wife, the king's daughter, back to his land. The king tells him to part from my only daughter, I can't. My only daughter, I can't part from her. To tell you that you can't take her, I can't. This is not fair, because she's your wife. So do me a favor. To every place that you go, please make a small room for me so that I can live near you, because I cannot leave my daughter. This is what the Rebbeinu Shalom told Klal Yisrael. I gave you the Torah HaKadosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the Nimshel, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only daughter. To part from it, I can't. To tell you, don't take the Torah, I can't. You married the Torah, you're entitled to take it. However, wherever you go, please build for me a place so that I can reside near the Torah, as it says, V'asu li mikdosh. It says in the Oyel Torah, Hashem will dwell in them, v'shochanti b'seicham. The pasuk should have said, b'seichai, Hashem will dwell in the Mishkan. B'seicham is referring to the hearts of every year. This is a famous pshat in numerous sources. We need to make a place within ourselves for the Shekhinah to dwell. The Maral says, Oren comes from the Lashon of Or, light. Or is referring to the Torah that is in the Oren, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kineir Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Torah is light. It's in the Balaturim. Amosayim V'Chetzi Orkoi. Why do all of the measurements of the Oren have a half? A half of a measurement. The reason is to teach us that the only way to acquire the Torah is for the person to realize that he is nothing compared to the Ribono Shel Olam. There is no room for gaiva, for arrogance. What was Moshe telling Bezalel? Bezalel was correct that one must first build the Mishkan in order to have a place to put the Aron and the other Klei HaMishkan. However, when building the Mishkan, it is integral to keep in mind why the Mishkan is being built. The main purpose of the Mishkan was for the Aron. The Ribono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. The Ribono Shel Olam wants to stay near the Torah, as the Medrash HaGadol says. The Aron is not part of the Klei HaMishkan. It is the main purpose of the Mishkan. Medrash HaGadol says it's not part of it. It's not one of the Klei HaMishkan. It's the purpose of the Mishkan. We need to hold the Torah dear to us. The Torah is what sustains the entire world. The Aron had three boxes. The inner and the outer were made of gold. The middle one was made of atzei shittim, wood. The Torah HaKadosh is pure gold, but there needs to be something inside. There has to be something inside the wood, perhaps referring to not being Balgaiva. The atzei shittim comes from Yaakov Avinu. The proper way to learn Torah and to have a kiyum HaTorah comes through our Messiah from the Oros HaKadoshim. And the way to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam is through his daughter, the Torah HaKadosha. Moshe was imparting to Bezalel an important yesod that we have to always remember. What's the focus? You can start building a Mishkan and say, oh, I'm building a Mishkan, that's the focus. But why are you building a Mishkan? It's all for the Aron, it's all for the Torah, it's all, what is the Torah? The Torah is of the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings the Shekhinah down. That is the purpose. All the Klei HaMishkan, that's all aside, there's the side points, yeah, we need it. We need the Klei Kelim, they have the Dvar Shebikdusha. But they're all to facilitate the Aron, which represented the Torah HaKadosh. We're in Zeicha to always have a proper focus in this world to the Torah HaKadosh. Have a wonderful Shabbos.